landlord calls the cops.
I reported bounced rent checks.
Did she make up that check?
Yes, Your Honor.
It didn't bother you until she left.
But there's one arresting fact.
You are a police officer.
Yes, ma'am. 25 years.
You didn't notify her boss and other people until you wanted more money from her to repair your house. I want to know what else you reported to them.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Police officer Francine Briscoe is suing her former landlord, Millie Huntley, for defamation of character after Millie filed false charges with Internal Affairs.
Order. All rise. This is case number 568 on the calendar, in the matter of Briscoe versus Huntley.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Briscoe, yes, you were a tenant of the defendants for an extended period of time. How many years?
About 4, ma'am.
And you are a police officer?
Yes, ma'am.
And you've been a police officer for how long?
25 years.
With the same department?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, your complaint is as follows. You say that over a course of a year, after you had vacated the premises, the defendant engaged in a course of vindictive conduct that actually targeted both your job and other governmental operations in the hope of getting you, according to you, fired from your job. That investigation took a year, and ultimately all of the defendant's accusations proved to be unfounded. And you want to be compensated for the year of, according to you, hell that you spent defending yourself against these charges.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Huntley has a counterclaim. Ms. Huntley's counterclaim is that when you left the premises, there was substantially more damage that existed than was in the original walkthrough at the end of the lease with you. So she wants money for that. And she says, with regard to your allegations that she filed complaints against you with your superiors, she was merely being a good citizen. That's her defense. So let's start out with some basics. When did you first enter into a lease with Ms. Huntley?
February of 2009, I believe.
Is it a house?
Yes.
And what was the rent on the house?
At that time, I believe it was $1,800, but don't hold me to it.
And you lived there and signed lease renewals, I assume?
Yes, ma'am.
Each year until when?
February of 2012.
So, Ms. Huntley, I'm going to ask you the following question. You wouldn't have renewed her lease unless you were satisfied with her as a renter, correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And she paid her rent?
Sometimes.
Did you ever move to evict her?
No.
And at the termination of her lease, was there any rent due and owing?
No, ma'am.
No. So she paid her rent?
Yes, Your Honor.
When did she advise you, Ms. Huntley, that she was not going to be renewing her lease?
February of 2012.
Now, you decided to move from the premises because?
Because she's very difficult.
Okay. Now, one of the complaints that you indicate that was made about you was that Ms. Huntley says to her superior that you fraudulently turned the power bill back to your name.
She turned the power bill back to my name, Your Honor. The beginning of February.
That's exactly what I said. So I want you to pay. Listen to me. I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying.
Okay.
I said one of the complaints that you made against Ms. Huntley to her superior is that she fraudulently transferred the power bill back to your name, despite the fact that she would have been responsible for it until February 28th. Correct?
Correct.
That's correct, Your
Honor. Prove it.
I have the bills right here, Your Honor. Where I had to pay it.
That's okay.
It was $94.38.
Just a second. Let us say, Ms. Huntley, that you have a power bill in your name for the month of February for $94. You have to prove to me that she did that. That's what I need to see.
I have a letter that was written to Southern California Edison, Your Honor.
From her?
From me, telling them that I was not responsible.
No. I don't want a letter from you. I want you, since you made that complaint to her superior that she fraudulently terminated the power in her name and put it in your name the last month of her lease, it's up to you to prove that to me.
The power bill came to me, Your Honor.
Doesn't matter. Listen to me. There were other people living in the house other than Miss Briscoe, correct? Answer yes or no.
No, not at that time.
You say that there were.
Her brother had moved
out. That's correct. In February, pay careful attention to me, there was somebody else living in the house. That was her brother, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you have no proof that it was Miss Briscoe who transferred the power to your name?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Show me. Show me proof that Miss Briscoe transferred the power to your name. And it wasn't her brother, her partner, her friend. Show me proof that she did that.
Your Honor, when I got the bill in the mail, I called Southern California
Edison. You can't tell me about a phone conversation. If the power company sent you a letter indicating that the plaintiff called them and told them to shut off the power, I will read that letter. I'm not going to listen to a phone conversation that you have that you're going to relay to me. And neither did the police department.
Yes, they did, Your Honor. I have a letter from the police department.
Just a second. Is that letter as a result of an investigation and they found that Miss Briscoe had transferred the power to her name?
Yes, Your
Honor. I'd like to see it. This doesn't say that at all. That doesn't say that at all. Are you kidding me?
No, Your Honor.
Well, this doesn't say that at all. This says that whoever was responsible for changing the power to your name, since it had been in the plaintiff's name, in order to make your complaint go away, she sent you a check for $98. This doesn't say she changed the account to your name at all.
The bill was changed to owner authorization account, which means it was changed from the tenant's name into the owner's name.
How do you know she did that?
Because I spoke to the representative at Southern California Edison.
Listen to me. You can't tell me what they told you. That's hearsay. Okay. At the time you got this bill, how much security deposit did you have from Miss Briscoe?
$2,100, Your Honor.
So you were sitting and holding $2,100, and you got a bill for $94, and you thought that it was appropriate to bring that to the attention of her superiors. I'm trying to figure out who you are. Okay, I want to know, what else did you report to them about her behavior?
I reported bounced rent checks.
When? What months and years?
From 2012, Your Honor.
What months?
April and August.
Just a second. You said April.
April and August.
Just a second. April. Pay attention. Did she make up that check?
Yes, Your Honor.
When did she make up that check?
It was about April the... Let me see. I have a copy.
In April?
Yes, Your Honor.
And did you make that complaint in writing or orally to the police department?
I spoke to someone.
Did you ever memorialize it in a writing?
I believe so, Your Honor.
Do you have it?
I have a phone call here.
I don't want a phone call. Do you have the complaint about the bounced rent checks?
Me?
Do you
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. I'm going to try to figure out, Ms. Huntley, what it is that was your problem with this tenant of yours that you had for 4 years, and who in the 4 years, according to what you just told me, bounced two rent checks to you that she made up in the same month. You accepted those checks of made-up rent and continued to accept rent checks from her September, October, November, and December.
No, Your Honor, I did not accept any more personal checks from
her. You continue to accept rent from her.
In the form of money orders?
I don't care. You continue to accept rent from her. It didn't bother you until she left. Problem is, you didn't complain about it to anybody, the bounce checks, until she left your home.
No, Your Honor, that's not so. Well, I did complain.
Listen, Ms. Huntley, we're not going to play with each other here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm telling you, I know what your motive was, and you know what your motive was. That's clear. I have your email.
Your Honor.
I have your email.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Police officer Francine Briscoe says former landlord Millie Huntley filed false charges of fraud with Internal Affairs. Millie is countersuing for damages to her rental home.
Do you have copies of her complaint letters? I mean, the only thing I see is a letter dated August 4th, 2013, which is much later after you left. and after your lease was over, that she says if the police department doesn't help her get money from you because she wants $4,900 for additional damage in addition to the $2,100 of your security deposit, she's going to go to Diane Sawyer, the LA Times, and tell them what happened. And at the same time, she says right now they're not looking into false workman's compensation cases that I mentioned in my previous letter. Do you have those previous letters?
I have it in a big, thick copy here. She sent letters to everybody, ma'am.
I'd like to see the dates of those letters. By the way, according to your complaint, Ms. Huntley, am I correct that the last lease that was entered into in 2012 was with Miss Briscoe and her brother, Vernon Barwell?
Yes, Your Honor.
So there were two people who were lessees of the property until February 28th.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you register a complaint against Mr. Barnwell for fraudulently turning the bill back to you for the power company?
No, Your Honor, because I didn't know how to get in touch with him.
Because you didn't know how to get in touch with him?
Yes, sir.
All right. So in the last year, and this is written in May of 2013, long time after she's moved out, this is your email. You say, she gave me three rent checks which bounced. So far, you gave me two, August of 2012 and April of 2012. Where was the third?
July the 1st, Your Honor.
Did you forget about that one?
No, Your Honor, I didn't.
Well, you told me August, you told me April.
I know, I had just two
July
written on
1st.
This sheet.
And when was that check made up?
After the 10th of July, Your Honor. Because here the return deposit is dated August the 8th.
I'm just asking you when she made up that check. You said it was the 10th.
Yes.
And all of these complaints you did not make to the police department. Pay careful attention to me. You did not make any of these complaints to the police department until 2013. Am I correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, I'm going to get to the rest of it, because there's an issue that has to be determined here. And the issue that has to be determined is your motivation in registering the complaints against the plaintiff when you did. Because the clear conclusion to any reasonable person, you don't even have to be legally trained, is during her tenancy, you didn't find any of these things so egregious that you didn't notify her boss and other people until you wanted more money from her to repair your house. Money that was not forthcoming. $4,900 to be exact, according to your letter, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And since she did not give you the $4,900, instead of suing her for what you claim were damages done to the house, which is your option, because you can't sue her for damage.
Yes.
You elected to put pressure on her by going to her boss. That's what you did. That's clear. It's clear what you did. You say it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now we're talking about you being a good Samaritan and false workman's compensation cases because of a removed bunion. Show me that you received that on February 2012, that information.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Police officer Francine Briscoe is accusing her former landlord, Millie Huntley, of filing false charges with Internal Affairs.
Now, you say, unless I don't get $4,900 from her, I'm going to everybody. That's what you say.
Your Honor, there was more to it than that.
Oh, I know there was more to your complaints. Your complaints is that she filed false workman's compensation cases and she did a whole bunch of other things. I'm saying that your motivation was to get $4,900. You say it here.
Your Honor.
You say, unless I get $4,900, I'm going to continue with this.
Your Honor, all we wanted was to get our damages fixed from the
house. And I'm telling you that you have a right to go to court to get your damages if you feel you've been damaged. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, of course you do. You chose not to do that. What you chose to do was to embark on a course of malicious harassment through her job in order to pressure her to give you the money rather than to go to small claims court, file a case for $4,900 and say, this is my damage, this is what she owes me, despite the fact that you had done a walkthrough with her. You don't deny that you did a walkthrough with her.
No,
you just said, I didn't have all my estimates when I said, this is what it is and I'm gonna keep your security deposit. Then you found more. What I'm talking about is your motive. And your motive was to get money from her. That's clear. I have your email.
Your Honor.
I have your email.
Your Honor, the reason I was trying to get her to pay for the damages to our home is the fact that I got a serious phone call from her girlfriend. She was screaming and crying over the telephone to me one night at 7 o'clock at night, telling me that she was all upset because Francine had supposedly gotten a workers' compensation case for a bunion on her foot, and she had had surgery. She took off.
Listen to me carefully. You filed these complaints against her because you wanted money to fix your house. That's here in your letter. I have your letter.
I understand.
You said, unless I get my $4,900 to fix my house, I'm going to the news, I'm going to the papers, I'm doing a whole bunch of things. I want my $4,900. That's what you go to court for.
Because at the time, Your Honor, I felt that she was claiming workers' compensation damages and collecting money from them for false things that were going on.
Now, Ms. Huntley, you and I are not going to play with each other, madam, because you're not going to be very happy if we play with each other. These revelations did not come to you in 2013. These revelations came to you during the term of her tenancy. You didn't report these revelations until after she refused to give you another $5,000.
No, sir, Your Honor, that's not true.
Really?
Really.
Show me dates on or about May of 2013 when you started filing these complaints. After she moved out, not what somebody said to you in hearsay. Do you have any proof? The answer is either yes or no.
Yes, I do,
Show me.
Your Honor.
Show me that you received information that you felt, because now we're talking about you being a good Samaritan and a good citizen and false workman's compensation cases because of a removed bunion. Show me that you received that on or about February 2012, that information.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, I just want to see when you got the information.
Her girlfriend called me, Your Honor,
Listen to me. Not interested. Not interested. Is
Your
there
Honor,
anything else you
I
want
never
to say
knew
to me?
She had a workers'
anything
comp case.
No, ma'am.
Anything else you want to say to me?
No, okay. Ma'am.
Your motivation for filing these claims, it is no question in my mind, based upon your letter, is that you wanted additional money for damages that you claim existed to your home and you wanted her to pay. That was the reason that you made these complaints, in order to pressure her. It's clear in your letter. So I'm sustaining her petition. And because you now understand that you go to court because you filed a counterclaim for the damage, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's what you should have done at the beginning. Instead of trying to get her fired unless she paid you, you now know that you can go to court to get your money, right?
Your
I'm
Honor,
dismissing your counterclaim without even hearing one piece of evidence about it. What you did is not what a reasonable person does when they want money. When they feel as if they have wronged, what they do is they go to court. You had a tenant for 4 years who, despite the fact that on 3 occasions in 4 years, paid you rent late. And I'm not giving her any awards for that. Bounce checks are not pleasant for anybody. But in the course of 4 years, you had 3 bounce checks, all of which were made up within the month, and none of which you complained about until a year later when she wouldn't give you $5,000. And you had no proof whatsoever that it was she who transferred the power bill back to your name. Could have been the other tenant. You say, I don't know who it was. I couldn't reach him. So you didn't sue her. For the $94?
They told me it was her,
you
Your
didn't,
Honor.
They didn't tell you. It's hearsay. It doesn't exist. Unless you have a witness from the power company, your word doesn't exist. I'm telling you, I know what your motive was, and you know what your motive was. You wanted $4,900. You're not getting it. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Family dysfunction comes to a head.
He spit directly in my face.
I pushed him back like, yo, dude, just back up.
I told him, stay away from me. I don't want to fight you.
My brother sucker punched me.
The truth will be wonderful.
Judge Judy.
I I've been on the job for 25 years, never been in trouble.
I don't evict people, you know, unless something really, really serious.
And unfortunately for me, after 25 years, I can never get this off my record.
Because I felt she was filing false workers' comp cases.
She was trying to be malicious. There's no way in the world I was committing workman's comp fraud.
It's my right as a taxpayer, yes.
I just can't understand her motivation behind these things. And I'm just glad that this is over.